Channel Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Who Cares Wins Show. Yes, on channelradio.co.uk. It's Monday afternoon. And it's me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson. Jan and I are out working hard and we can't get into the studio. And we thought this week would be a great opportunity to share the repeat of our birthday celebrations that we had back in March earlier this year. Enjoy.
They said it couldn't be done. Angela, Sue and Jan adopted attitude. And 1 year on, we have...
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Good afternoon and welcome to Who Cares Wins for Anniversary Show. It's Monday, it's the 17th of March and we're sharing our anniversary with St Patrick's Day. So happy St Patrick's Day to everybody Irish. I'm Jan Mulligan and with my co-presenter Angela Breyer-Stevenson, we've been presenting Who Cares Wins for 1 year today. Angela was... She is now in...
New Zealand! New Zealand!
But today she's with us in the studio via Skype. Hello, Angela.
Kia ora. I think that's pronounced correctly. Hello, everyone from New Zealand. I have to speak quietly because it's the middle of the night. Happy birthday!
So, Angela, how are you?
I am very well, Jan, considering it is, now let me check my time watch here. It is 3 o'clock in the morning here in New Zealand. So yes, I'm bright and spiky and had a green tea to wake me up. So yes, it's all good here and I'm very excited that technology works.
So if it's the early hours of the morning, does that mean you've got neighbours either side who are sleeping? You've got to be quiet. And how's hubby? Is he asleep?
Dozing.
Now, I should say before we go any further, obviously because I'm in the studio and Angela's at Skype on the other side of the world, connecting to us via Skype, I should say, there is sometimes a delay in when we ask each other questions or when we respond, but also there might be a little bit of fluctuation in sound quality. So if you just bear with us and play with your dial as you normally do, we'll get through today and hopefully we'll have some fun along the way. So, Angela, you've been upside down for, what is it, 8 weeks now? How are things? Have you found Australia and New Zealand?
Wow, where do I start, Jan? It's just, I can't believe that we've been away nearly 9 weeks. We've got 9 days left or 8 days left. So it's on countdown now till we get back to the UK. One more friend to see before we leave. And possibly a lady to hook up with over Skype to get an interview for Who Cares Wins. So results all round there. And experiences that just are, sometimes words are lost for me, which I know, Jan, for me, that's amazing to not have any words. But a lot of my holiday has just been open-mouthed like a bit of a goldfish. In awe at experiences and people and journeys of people, and challenges that people have done and the history as well of both the countries, both Australia and New Zealand. And yesterday I was on a boat that actually ferried, the first lot of immigrants over to New Zealand, Australia. And you were able to sit in the bunk bed and actually experience, as they called it, steerage class. That's definitely worse than Ryanair. And I had to mention Ryanair because, of course, today is the wonderful St. Patrick's Day, which is celebrated in great hordes everywhere here in New Zealand as well. But nothing against Ryanair, it is a great airline, but you know, a lot of people talk about steerage class, but when you look back at what these people hundreds and hundreds of years ago went through, it was, well, you just can't imagine.
Wow, right. Well, we've obviously seen lots of your photographs you've been posting on Twitter and Facebook. So it's good to hear some of the stories behind those images, cycling and walking and running and all sorts of things, as you said. Now, looking back, a year ago, started Who Cares Wins. Did you think we'd get to a year? Is it turned out the way you thought?
You know, I fly by the what-sits of my what-sits, and to think about where would we be in a year's time, for a coach, that's probably not the greatest thing, just to admit that I haven't really got the whole goal in mind of where will I be in a year's time, what will it look like. So Kerry, if you're listening, she's probably going to have a go at me now. But as regards to the whole dream of having Who Cares Wins out there and being able to share with people all around the world. We've had people, as we know, through Facebook, Twitter, people that I've been connecting with out here. Being able to just listen in and actually hear stories, inspirational stories, and just hear people's exploration of therapies or treatments or the charity that they're supporting or why they're doing it, and actually just being able to support and encourage and share that. Through Channel Radio, I just sit back and think, is this really happening? And then obviously all the lovely feedback we've been having over this last week is just, it is amazing.
Well, it's been incredible. I just don't know where the year's gone, and I've tweeted out and said it's the fastest year we've ever known. It certainly is. And over the past few weeks, we've been receiving lots of goodwill wishes from our listeners and from previous guests. And I've got one to start with, one from an early show, actually. It's Mike Dilk of Relax Back.
Oh, yes. Yee-haw in the saddle.
Yes, that's right. The back-up chair that wobbles. Well, Mike tweeted us, and he said, love being invited onto the show. Now I'm a listener and got introduced to guest Jeanette, Jeanette of @ThinkDyslexia, who he shares interests with. So that's great. So not only are we a health and wellbeing show, but we're also a networking service. So come on as a guest, join us as a listener, and who knows who you might meet up with and connect with.
I think so. I mean, you know me, networking is one of my huge passions. I just think that the way that business is run these days is by who you talk to, who you get to know, rather than just thrusting a business card or a brochure into someone's hand or into a mailbox. So I think networking is fantastic. And to be able to then get people to connect through our show is brilliant, to actually just bring Jeanette and Mike together, and suddenly they realise that they've got these passions that they share as well is brilliant, and long may that continue.
Absolutely. And before we go any further, I've got some stats and figures for us, if I may.
I knew you'd do the numbers. I left that to you.
Well, did you know that since we began in March 2013, we've hosted 52 shows, and that's 3,120 minutes. And just for the pedantic amongst you, of which I count myself, that's 187,200 seconds. And all of that time, we've had over 72 guests. I'm sure you agree, we've covered a wide range of health and well-being topics. And in some cases, much wider topics than we could have ever imagined. When we invite a guest on to talk about something, and then we find out about their background, how they've got to where they are today, what they plan for the future. You can't imagine talking about that when you're just starting off. So it's been just so interesting to hear these stories.
Exactly. Well, even just, I know I've mentioned Kerry already, Kerry Hales, who's been helping me out while I've been away. So thank you, Kerry. And Adrian from AK Pet Services, who also sent us a lovely message of thanks and said he thinks that we do a great job, girls. I like being called a girl. That means I'm young. I'm youthful. But it's also the feedback that we suddenly realised that, hey, Kerry used to be involved and used to do work with pet grooming. You know, nobody would necessarily have known that before. And I think it just creates more, again, with networking, the way I like to network and you like to network is you start to really get to know the person, and it's not just a marketing show where everyone that seems to come on realises that it is this friendly, informal yes, it's a chat show, but it's more about actually getting to know the person. They're a real human being.
Absolutely. And one of those guests who certainly enjoyed her time on the show, Frances Beaumont, came on the show to talk about dyspraxia.
Yes, yes.
And she writes, "Hi Jan and Angela, thanks for your tireless work to support all that's good in the caring world. I well remember my first experience of broadcasting with you, and I'm pleased to say the question was, what is dyspraxia? It's never so difficult as it was when you know you only have a minute to explain it on air." And then she goes on to say, "Do you know children or adults who need to get help with an assessment for dyspraxia but can't afford to go private? Well, she wants to share some good news with us. She started a charity called Dyspraxia Action."
Has she?
Yep. "The aim of the charity is to help families on low incomes get assessments they need and offers therapy, activities, breaks for adults and teenagers like gliding, drumming and art." Oh, drumming, that's a Supaka activity. Maybe we should hook them up. See the website, www.dyspraxia-action.org.
Yes, thank you, Frances. She did well with the whole posing the question, you know, "So what do you do, Frances?" Well, we've had the feedback so far, haven't we, that people who, they first of all realise that 60 minutes goes very, very quickly, and also they don't get across everything they wanted to because times run short, and they realise that they've had such a good giggle.
Well, this first piece of music, as listeners will know, Angela's quite shy, retiring, and likes nothing more than sit down with a good cuppa, so you'll be surprised at this music selection from her. But seriously, this is obviously Angela to a T. It's a get up and go song. It's Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
Radio.
And welcome back to Who Cares Wins on our first anniversary show. I'm Jan Mulligan in the studio, and I have Angela Bryan-Stevenson via Skype from underneath being New Zealand. Angela, maybe I can ask you to read out some more of our best wishes, messages, tweets, birthday wishes that people have sent us through.
Yeah, the year has flown by, and we've had some super guests. And also we've had some great thank yous, and not only have we had them through email, we've had some tweets, we've had some retweets, brilliant people retweeting, thank you. And I also had some information through on Facebook. And so I'm just going to use technology now and go over to my little Word document. Christine Holmes, some of you may remember Christine Holmes. She runs the Women Mean Business event in Thanet that Brenda Cameron has spoken at, and I obviously help facilitate. Paul Andrews has been there as well and loves that, Room Full of Women. And she says, congratulations, the year has gone so quickly. I'm only just realising that what I want and need to make and change. So she'll listen more regularly now. And hopefully on our second birthday, she can report back on how much it's helped her as well. And then Arga, some people know Arga Gordon. She helps organise a lot of the tweet-ups, especially the Canterbury tweet-up, which is the first Wednesday of every month, listener. And she says, congratulations, well done, girls. So proud of you. It's passed so quickly.
Hello,
I wish you many more successful years to come. Thank you, Arga, and see you soon when I get back.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Angela, if you don't mind, carry on reading some snippets for us, our good wishes and messages, and I will join you hopefully in a moment.
Okay, Jan. Well, we have more messages, and of course one of them here is from the lovely Jules Sirkin. Hello, Jules, if you're listening. Jules, as a lot of the listeners know, she not only runs a very successful press-up group, so it's the PR agency, and she does a lot of work. She obviously, with Ken Lloyd, originally set up the tweet-ups, the Kent tweet-ups. And, of course, she has a lovely show on this Channel Radio place where she runs the Scoff and Quaff, the wonderful food and drink show that's on every Tuesday. And, of course, she is the co-presenter with the brilliant Paul Andrews on the ever more brilliant Business Bunker show. But, of course, Jules has sent through saying, well done, and lots and lots of hugs and kisses from her. So I shall look to catch up and get those when I come back, Jules. Of course, I've mentioned Kerry Hales, but Kerry has said, well done to you both. Well, thank you, Kerry. And again, another thank you back for Kerry stepping into my little chair while I've been away, just to keep Jan company and make sure that she didn't go completely mad without me. Although sometimes I think she goes mad with me.
I think so. We're here. It's Jan Mulligan and Angela Bryan-Stevenson on Who Cares Wins on our first anniversary show. Couple of excerpts to play, if that's okay, Angela. Across the year, we've had many different people in the hot seat. We started off, there were three of us, Sue Parker, myself, Jan Mulligan, and Angela Bryan-Stevenson. And we've had some guest intros as well. But this next track gives the subtle, the quiet, the demure side of Angela. Introducing our guest, Sonia Hurren. Here we go. Channel Radio. And of course, Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk with me, Angela Bryan-Stevenson, and in my right-hand corner we have...
Good afternoon, everybody.
Drum roll.
Jan Mulligan.
Hello, Jan.
Hello.
And in my left corner, in the lovely pink, is... Drum roll, Sonia Hurren.
Good afternoon, Angela.
Welcome, welcome to the studio. So there you go. She's a shy beastie. And we've also had some very, very polite guests, but we're going to be out awards as we go through this afternoon. And the award for the politest guest goes to Juliet Shand, who actually was on last week. And this is Juliet.
Welcome, Juliet.
Hello, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me.
You're very welcome.
How about that? I thanked her for coming, she thanked me for thanking her for coming, and I thanked her for thanking me for coming. Well, you know, we're just all so kind and supportive around here. Are you laughing, Angela?
We're just so nice, aren't we, Jane? We're so accommodating.
We are indeed. And earlier in the year, when we started out, when there was the magic trio of us, Sue, myself, we would talk amongst ourselves sometimes. And this next excerpt is us talking all things exercise.
I've also trained as a boxer size instructor, so I do personal training, and I've brought my boxer size gloves along. So Sue and Jan, later on, after the show, we're going to have some fun, and I'm going to be there with the camera. So watch out, listeners. Facebook pages, if you're on our Who Cares Wins radio page on Facebook, there will be some pictures of Jan and Sue, and maybe I'll be in there. But having some fun with some pink boxing gloves and getting some activity. I love this. Are we ready, folks?
We certainly are.
A three, a two, a one, two.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
Bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bike now after listening to that. I should have biked here, really, shouldn't I?
That doesn't count, Angela. It's got a motor.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Well, I do a bit of leaning.
Yeah, but no pedaling.
All right, then. But then if I came on my push bike, I wouldn't be able to give you a lift, so that'd be difficult. Oh, we could do a tandem.
Hey. They do three tandem bikes.
Well, we can get creative, you know.
Wallace and Gromit sidecar.
Okay, who's who? No, let's not go there, listener. Oh, yes.
Stretch is a really good thing. If you think of all, like, the cats and dogs, they stretch all the time.
Yeah.
She's off again.
You throwing me with that one.
Township.
Fine, no. That's it.
She's off, it lost it, yeah. But I've it is, it. You're right, the actual sleep, but having that proper rest.
Yeah, because we don't really stretch enough. And it's always a good thing in the morning to stretch quite a lot, stretch our backs, because we're all crumpled up at night time.
Laughing is a great workout. Just putting on a piece of music that you can get up and have a good old bop around the lounge to and have a real old giggle, or maybe watching one of the movies or a comedy that really makes you laugh. In fact, tears run down your cheeks and you are laughing. And I don't know if any of you listeners out there have experienced that. I have, and I love it. Is that my stomach hurts from laughing. My cheeks hurt from laughing so much.
No pain, no gain.
There is that. And so, actually, it's a really good workout. It gets the oxygen in, you're oxygenating your body, you actually do find that you're sitting up, and then you're bending over, so there's the whole stomach crunches going on without realising it. As you can see, I'm getting all excited about it.
So, there's Angela getting excited about crunching her abs. Have you done much of that on holiday, Angela?
Oh, every day, Jen. Every morning I would get up very early, and I would do at least 100 crunches, and then a few star jumps. And then I'd wake up and realise I was dreaming.
Absolutely.
I've done a lot of walking.
Yeah? Not quite the same,
yes.
I suppose.
No. And I am sitting in a bit of a Buddha pose at the moment so that I can sit in front of my microphone a bit better. So I'm actually sitting on the floor cross-legged. So it's probably a good idea that you haven't got me on video Skype.
Oh,
it's
definitely.
Probably not a good sight.
Well, hopefully we seem to have overcome some of our techie gremlins. Actually, we've got a track later on to play about Jan and techie gremlins. They seem to get me every time.
No.
But so you were busy reading some of our messages that we've received while I was sorting that out. And
yes,
we've got.
And also, we had Adrian. I don't know if Adrian's actually listening on live, but he did actually send through saying, happy birthday, ladies.
He does. And another one, walking to the bar. That's his exercise, he's saying. So thank you, Adrian. Yes, walking to the bar and ordering a non-alcoholic drink. It's even better, but it's not going to happen, is it? We've also had a message from Liz Armand. Liz, Angela and I met Liz at the Wellbeing Symposium back in November. And she says, hello, Jan and Angela. It was a pleasure to meet you both at the Wellbeing Symposium. You very kindly taped me and put me on the radio to let me promote my business. Happy anniversary for the show. Well done for making it such a great success. And here's to next year. Well, thank you very much for that, Liz.
And am I going mad, Jan?
Yes, we're going to play ping pong for a bit.
Have we had Liz on the show yet?
We haven't, no. She's teetering on the brink. So if, like Liz, you're teetering on the brink and you haven't committed yet to coming on the show, we're now booking through to June and beyond. So if you've got a topic you want to share with our listeners, We're throwing down the gauntlet for any new guests who would like to be interviewed. Please do get in touch. So you've got another message for us.
I have. Do you remember? You remember Lana? Do you remember Diana and
Lana
from
Holidays.
Diana's Supported Holidays?
Absolutely. They wouldn't take me. They said they couldn't support me.
Oh, I know, but it was such good fun, and we were able to play Elvis, which was fantastic. She sent through saying, "Wow, that's fab! Congratulations." Well, thank you very much, Lana and Diana. And all is going well, I see, on Facebook with Diana's Supported Holidays. So again, if you can't remember that show, do have a look through the archives, both on Jan's website, which is
www.greenleaf with an extra e on the end.
Or my website, which is anotherjourneybegins.com, because I've updated it all now. So all the listener games are on there for you to peruse and pick one at your leisure.
Excellent.
And also, Paul Andrews, we can't go through this show, Jan, without mentioning the gorgeous, delightful, huggable, supportive producer man, Paul Andrews, also co-owner of Channel Radio, which is helpful because otherwise we wouldn't be here without them.
Absolutely.
But he sent through saying, well done, ladies, a fabulous achievement, a brilliant show, and one that we are very proud to have on Channel Radio.
Oh, thank you for that, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
I'll send him lots of hugs. Just warn him, Jan, if you see him, that I'm sending hugs that they're building up, so beware when I get back. There's going to be a very big squeeze going on.
Is that why he did the wheelie out of the car park last week when I mentioned you were coming back soon? And earlier we mentioned Jeanette from Think Dyslexia because Mike Bilk mentioned her, and Jeanette's actually sent us a message. She's put, "My, that time has flown by. Congratulations, ladies." So thank you for that, Jeanette.
Yes, Jeanette she's doing some great stuff. I noticed she's been posting on Facebook some things around dyslexia and also something within Australia. So I may well share that onto our Who Cares Wins page for people to have a look through, especially our Australian friends.
Excellent. And we got from Stephen Haynes, who came on a few weeks back to talk about integrated health and wellbeing in the workplace. He's put, "Well done, congrats on your first anniversary," with a big exclamation mark at the end. So thank you very much, Stephen. And if we get time, we've got a little extract from the show that you were on, because you win an award for the best meeting place to network in. We'll save that for later.
I like this award. I like this. We'll have to, maybe we should do an official giving out an award of some sort of prize giving or something. Although we've got our acronym quiz going on, haven't we? So
yes,
that's a prize that will be done at the end of the month.
And actually, as we're talking about the acronym,
we do have a comment from the lovely Sue Parker, who is obviously the original team of three, who joined us when we first started Who Cares Wins. Sue Parker, she's a wonderful Reiki practitioner and a spiritual coach. She does some marvellous work on meditation classes, so if you're interested, then let us know through either myself or Jan. But she's put on a lovely note on Facebook to us saying, "Absolutely fabulous, ladies. Sending you lots of congratulations, love, and best wishes."
Oh,
well,
thank you,
back
Sue.
To you as well, Sue. We miss you.
We do. And just because we mentioned there briefly the acronym quiz, just to let you know, if you are following that, it's not going to happen this week. We're taking a break this week, and it will resume next week with number 11, so that the quiz will finish on Angela's return, when she's here both in voice and in body. On the
dun, dun, dun.
That sounds ominous. Not good music to play, Angela.
Well, I'm having a break. I'm having a Kit Kat.
Oh, okay. Well, I think on that note, that's probably a good time to take another music break. This one is chosen by myself. It's U2 and Beautiful Day.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in
return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Welcome back to Who Cares Wins. It's Channel Radio and it's our anniversary show with me, Jan Mulligan, in the studio and my co-presenter, Angela Bryan-Seamson, on the end of Skype. Hello, Angela.
Well, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it, but Kia Ora is good health and well-being in New Zealand. It's a Maori saying, so I thought I'd use that as it was appropriate. Yes. But I have to speak fairly quietly because people are asleep.
Disturbing the neighbours. So we have some more excerpts to play across this next section. But before we do, we had a couple of tweets during the break.
Yes.
you laughed out loud when you saw Kathy's, didn't you?
I did.
Kathy O'Mahony from Divorce Nicely and Deal Mediation Services. She's saying, hi ladies, just had a pint of Guinness for Paddy's Day. Hope it's going well. Best wishes. Thank you very much, Kathy. Just the one? And, of course, Adrian's in the bar, so whether they're in the bar together, we're not sure about that.
Yeah, maybe we've struck up another relationship there, but another networking of Divorce Nicely and who has the dog or the cat. Maybe Adrian can help with that.
Yeah.
I know that Kathy actually sent us a congratulations note, which I might as well read as we're talking about Kathy. And she said, happy anniversary, guys. What a great time I had on the radio last year. Thanks for the opportunity. Well, more than welcome, Kathy. And we do keep reposting a lot of her events. So if you're interested in what Kathy does, then do keep posted on her Facebook page as well. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that Miriam's posted, well done, Angela and Jan. Continued success. Carry on celebrating on this first year anniversary. Yes, and Jan, we need to have a party when I get back, you and I.
What, just two people in a party?
Yeah.
That's called a cup of tea in my books.
That's fine by me.
Okay. Well, we obviously come, we've just discovered there, we come from different ends of the spectrum in terms of partying, and sometimes in the language we use and the topics that we get stuck on. So these next two excerpts are a celebration of Angela. If you listen to my Christmas celebration, you'll have heard one of these already. I'm going to leave Angela's microphone turned up during this, but I think she said earlier that she's not always hearing the music as they're playing and the excerpts because of the Skype interaction. But this first one lasts about 30 seconds. And for anybody who hasn't heard this before, this is Angela saying the C word.
Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Who Cares Wins Radio.
Christmas.
Oh, she's at it again. Hello, everybody.
Christmas.
You can hear Angela Bryce-Stevenson saying the C word.
Hello, listeners. Yes, it's me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, being the naughty one in the corner. I'm going to say Christmas all the time today because it's December. I'm entitled.
You are entitled. I'll just take your microphone down. And good afternoon, everyone.
She's so mean.
My name's Jan Mulligan, and you're listening to Who Cares Wins on Channel Radio.
So as you can hear, Angela can get a bit of a fixation going on. And fortunately, she's the other side of the world, so she can't hit me at the moment. And this next excerpt is another one of her.
I can hear you, Jan. Yeah, I heard that.
Heard that. But you can't hit me, is what I said. So this next excerpt is another one of Angela's passions. And I believe she's been doing something similar in Australia and New Zealand. So we'll talk to her again after this next excerpt.
Probably been bombarded, Jan, with my pictures over the week.
I have.
With my little road trip I took with
it
my
wasn't
cake.
Wasn't quite muddy enough.
Well, just bear in mind that I'm going to be doing more, so there'll probably be more pictures of me in some mud. And just to clarify, listeners, before you go off on strange tangents, because we know what you like out there, I did go away for a little birthday treat, and my husband, who is adorable, best one ever, no, you can't have him, he's mine, I've got him, he organised some huge surprises for me, and I ended up going on some more 4x4ing up in the Lake District. And I obviously went in the Land Rover, that's what I wanted to do, and so yes, and of course I had the lovely cake that I took on tour, took on road trip, that my very good friend Nikki, who runs Little Brown Fairy Cake, she makes whatever bizarre thought you have of having it as a cake, she can make it. She's done buckets with chips and burgers and things, and so she made me a Land Rover, so I took it on a road trip.
How you decide to instruct your subconscious to do something better for you, there's loads of different ways, and I would never stop somebody from working on themselves. And in fact, when I work with people, I might give them a perfect place in their mind that they can go to, and that will anchor all the work we've done there. Oh, you do know where that is. Is it in a Land Rover, by any chance?
A bright orange one. Jan's just given up. She's hiding in the corner.
So that was Angela sharing her Land Rover fetish with Tim Box there from The Hypnotist.
Yeah, he definitely sussed me out, didn't he, Jan?
He got you.
Obviously, it's not necessarily a passion. It was maybe an addiction of some sort.
But, it could be.
I suppose that's true, because since I've been out here, I've also looked to continue that passion, although it's not with Tigger. Unfortunately, I miss my little Tigger. But I've done it both in another Land Rover, and also, I've done it on a motorbike.
Fantastic. But you've not...
Mad. Been... I know. I'm mad.
Almost speechless there. So we've got some more awards to give out. And I think the next one, we've already mentioned the good man today, Adrian Kearney. He gets the award for the most unusual client. And here's his unusual client.
Excellent. Well, we've saved, personally for me, the best story to last. I've been tweeting about this all week, how some of your clients of the either furry or the feathered kind can get you into hot water occasionally.
Yes, my favourite customer, Samson the Parrot. The first time I had to take him to the vets to have his nails done, I had to pop in to the petrol garage to put some fuel in, so we got there safely. And as I got out, I was filling up, and a young lady pulled in front of me and started filling her vehicle up, and the parrot wolf whistled her. And, of course, this young lady turned around and looked at me, and I totally went bright red.
Cheeky little parrot.
Yes. Yeah.
You were guilty.
Yes.
Your red face.
Yeah, I couldn't really turn around and say to you, it wasn't me, it's the parrot.
So I think I have trouble when I go to work sometimes, but I think Adrian and the pets he has to look after and the wolf-whistling parrot, that wins the day.
It definitely does, Jan. I noticed on Twitter he's actually posted saying award-winning show. So that's quite apt that he's now won an award from the award-winning show.
Absolutely.
We've also had a retweet by, do you know an Ursula O'Regan?
I don't, actually.
She's an aromatherapist and a reflexologist, so maybe we need to talk, Ursula, about you coming on their show.
Yes, where are you located? Can we entice you in? Or maybe do a Skype? Because this seems to be working now, after some initial problems. Any other messages you have at your end, Angela?
Yes, we had a reply from Simon Drury saying that he's excellent for giving a shout-out. Thank you very much. And it's great to be able to hear you both now. Great show. So thank you, Simon. I hope that everything's going well for you. See you soon.
Simon did email in earlier in the week, and he would like us to remind people about events that he runs. Where is it? Yes, right. He's booking free 45-minute strategy sessions. If anybody wants to talk to him about reinventing themselves or how to plan their next exciting and fulfilling chapter, you can email Simon at simon@artofreinvention, that's all one word, .co.uk, and there's a phone number. But we'll stick the phone number and the email out on our Facebook page. So thank you for that, Simon.
Brilliant. And also, you remember Gwen from our wonderful posting on Facebook?
Oh, I met Gwen.
Gwen is our local listener. Yeah.
She came into the studio and I met Gwen. So hello, Gwen.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's not fair. I'm jealous now. but Gwen's posted on our timeline on Facebook. Thanks, Gwen. If you're listening in, hello. And she says, congratulations on the celebration of the first birthday of your wonderful show. You cover a fascinating range of subjects. Well done, Gwen, and she sends us kisses, and I send hugs back as well.
Excellent. So we mentioned Simon, and actually Simon wins one of our awards. Can you guess what it is, Angela?
Best dressed.
Absolutely. He gets the Sartorial Elegance, aka Fashion Award, and here's a snippet.
Well, on today's show we have a fascinating topic and a fascinating guest.
Fascinating waistcoat.
Oh, very nice waistcoat. Good afternoon, Simon Drury.
Good afternoon, Jan.
And this waistcoat is stunning.
It is. I've sent a picture out on Twitter.
Simon gets the fashion award for the year, I think.
Yes. Do you like my Christmas dress? I've got my Christmas dress on.
Not as good as the waistcoat, I'm sorry.
Oh, you beat me, Simon. You win.
I am thinking of getting some undies done in the same pattern.
Oh, there you go. There's a marketing opportunity.
That's a different show, Simon.
Yes. Something for the new year, maybe.
So there we go. Simon and his waistcoats, and he's planning an underwear range in the same pattern. That's almost too much information, but he wins the award nonetheless.
I'm not sure whether I'll look forward to seeing those. Maybe just the waistcoats, Simon.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it, Jan, but Kathy's also put a post out saying, not sure if anyone knows about the Checkers campaign deal to do with changing the eating habits of East Kent. I've retweeted it from our Twitter account, but perhaps we can also put that on our Who Cares Wins Facebook page.
Yes, I'll get that done.
Today is the last day to contribute, whatever that means.
Okay, well, I'll try and get that done. It probably won't be just this evening, so we might miss that deadline. So just to
reiterate, but it's on Twitter. We retweeted.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to do another quick award. This is my favourite award. This is for the accent of the guest.
I know.
Anders already guessed it. But you'll have to listen to the full one. This is definitely my favourite, and the award for guest accent.
Denise, just enlighten us. Where's your true origins?
I'm actually from Glasgow, and from the east end of Glasgow. The east end of Glasgow. Denison, to be precise.
Please, say the word.
It's been a murder. I've been asked to say that by Jan, because she's a Tiger fan.
That's my Jan, so she's going to be happy for the rest of the week now. Thank you, Denise, for that. She's just, you're going to watch Tiger now, aren't you, Ed?
I am.
Something like that, yeah.
So I'm sorry, that makes me smile every time I hear it. I play it at home when I'm on my own sometimes, just to hear her say it. It's been a murder. I can't do it.
It's been a murder. It's been a murder.
Oh, we get second place there.
Yeah, where's my award, Jan?
Well, you get your award when you come back. Can't give you guest award for the best underneath upside down presenter.
I could get that one. Yeah, best upside down presenter.
Yes. And we have two more awards, one of which we don't have an excerpt for, so I'm just going to read this one out. It's the award for the most qualifications relevant to the subject, and that one goes to Marcia Tillman and Michelle Mullis of Abbey Place Clinic. They came on to talk about fertility and how different therapies could help with the fertility, the birthing, the pregnancy and the post-pregnancy process. And these ladies submitted pages of relevant qualifications to us. We ask every guest to let us know their qualifications as it relates to the subject they're going to be talking about. But Michelle and Marcia went one hands down on that one. So well done, ladies. Unfortunately, I couldn't get an excerpt that really summed that one up. So we'll just say congratulations to you on
that. They had them coming out of their ears, didn't they, qualifications?
They did,
some
indeed.
Some of them, it's like, I'm sure they're making them up, surely. But Marcia did actually post on Facebook to us. She said, congratulations to your lovely team. Oh, lovely, Jan.
I'm a team. I like being a team.
Yay. And Lisa Marie Settle of Telecare Limited. You remember yes. Lisa Marie Settle we mentioned? She also did the, I call her the master of the Three Peaks Challenge.
Uh-huh.
She sends through congratulations, so thank you, Lisa. And also Miriam, we've mentioned her already, she's listening in live, so hello Miriam, and I will get to meet you in person, but she says that she would be tuning in, and we know that she's now hearing us hopefully all loud and clear, but she did say that, a little message saying, ladies, a great achievement for reaching out to so many of us who care.
Excellent.
Just like you do.
Well, Miriam, you've actually got an award coming your way just before the end of the show, so hoping you can still hear us and you're still tuned in, and watch out for that. And then I've got a message from Jane Unsworth. Jane Unsworth, Empowering People for Life. She's saying, congratulations, ladies. I endeavour to do that during the show, and she means tweeting. Big high five, keep up the good work, and a big smiley face on the end of that. So thank you for that, Jane.
Brilliant. Talking of smiley faces, we have a big thumbs up. We didn't have any content behind it, just a big thumbs up from Billy Dean.
Oh, thank you, Billy.
The wonderful Billy Dean, IT guru based in Whitstable. What he doesn't know about computers is not worth worrying about, but a great guy to contact. Actually, I must catch up with Billy when we get back, but maybe at one of the tweet-ups we'll see him.
Okay, so I'm going to now play another quick snippet, because this is the penultimate award, and I mentioned earlier, Stephen Haynes, he gets the award for the best networking venue when he was setting up his movement.
Right, so we did promise the man of many hats, and we're going to gently move on to your second hat, which is you set up the Workplace Health and Wellbeing Movement. Now, I love the word movement there. That makes it sound so we're on a campaign, we're going to get things going. Tell us about that, how that came about.
Well, it all sounds very dramatic, doesn't it, when we say movement. Well, it's literally May, June last year. I'd always had the passion or vision to set up a networking group, and there were lots on LinkedIn, and I thought, it's not really ideal, because I can't really interact, and there was nothing really that sort of fitted me around before or after work, and actually meeting people was what I really wanted to do. I mean, I've got a real passion for learning. So I set up the movement. Quite literally, we started in the back room of a pub with, I think, our first meeting had 12 people.
I think the best meetings are the back rooms of a pub. Always.
I don't drink, so I wouldn't know.
No, neither do I, but the atmosphere's good.
I do.
You do. Gin and tonic for the lady on the right. So 12 people in the back room of a pub.
Yeah, it's been a great way to meet and get people talking together. And more importantly for me, and my passion for the movement, was bringing people from cross skills in the healthcare workplace health industry,
right, like
our collective industry, whether that's occupational health, ergonomics, private health insurance, life assurance, whatever it may be, but getting everyone to talk and think much more holistically.
So there you go. Even if you don't drink, back rooms of pubs are a brilliant place to meet. And you can set up a whole movement. You can set up a new business. You can almost do anything.
I'm laughing, Jan.
You're laughing?
I'm just laughing at the Twitter feed as well.
Yeah.
Simon Drury.
He says that, thank you, you lovelies. I'm honoured and my face is now the same colour as my waistcoat, exclamation mark. And two kisses. I think that's one each.
And I hope so.
Oh. Adrian's tweeted. He's saying, Jan is a secret drinker in the back room. Smiley face. Yes.
You see, Jan, your secrets are coming out now.
Secrets are coming out.
But we mentioned their best venue, and this is not quite a venue, but this is another tribute to Angela, because you don't know what this one's coming, Angela, and you won't be able to hear it. So I'm going to give you the clue. You went off to do yoga, and yes, you were doing yoga in front of some artwork. We'll talk about this after I play it.
And
can I say the C word?
You can say the C word.
It's nearly Christmas.
Nearly Christmas. Good afternoon. My name is Jan Mulligan, and that was Angela Briar Stevenson.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I hope you're sitting comfortably with a nice cup of tea.
We are. Have you had a good week?
I've had a very good week. Remember, I was talking about the core of yoga.
Oh yes.
With more than yoga with Lucia, and we were at the Up Down Gallery in Ramsgate. So well worth a visit, the Up Down Gallery, and we were doing our yoga, core of yoga, everything to do with my core. So my stomach was a bit sore, and I felt very honoured because I was doing my upward downward dog positions, whatever they're called, in front of this huge Picasso. Suppose, yes.
Do you think he would have minded?
I'm sure he wouldn't. Well, I don't know. Depends on which angle you're at.
Absolutely.
So you didn't hear that, Angela, but you were in front of Picasso. I asked you whether he minded, and you said it depended what angle he was at.
Depended what?
What angle you were at doing your upwards downwards dog. I'm sure I didn't say that right, but you know what I mean.
I certainly do. Just you wait till I get back in a couple of weeks.
I'm going to
have to think
with
some payback now.
What airline are you flying with?
I'm not telling you.
No, so they're going to bribe them to mishandle your baggage or mishandle you during another few weeks somewhere else.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I could do some mishandling. Maybe we'll put in a good word.
Well, as usual, we're racing towards the end of the show. And we're going to play out with Angela's request for music, which is Thank You by Bliss.
Well, it just sums up. Without the guests, without the listeners, without Facebook and Twitter replies and comments, then, Jen, you'd get bored with me so quickly.
What do you say? Yeah. Just before I play Miriam's Ward, do you have any more messages?
I didn't mention Carol Macy, if you remember Take the Rainbow,
yes.
Lovely lady. She sent a note through just saying, just one word, brilliant, which is thank
Excellent.
You very much, Carol, and a pleasure to have you on. And also, we haven't had her on yet, but hopefully, if I work my magic, Kathy Strong, she's an NLP trainer and an executive coach. She's the lady that I did my NLP training with. And she says that, well done to all of you. She's so proud of us. She says that she always knew I was destined to make a difference.
Excellent.
I wonder what she means by that.
I don't know. Right, well, we're to Miriam now. And the award that Miriam gets is for the best guest hello. So I welcomed Miriam, and she wins hands down. And if you, after you've listened to this, you think you can do better, then we need you as a guest on the show.
But we're laying down the challenge.
We are, but this is Miriam's.
So we have with us today Miriam McGuirk. Hello, Miriam.
Hello, Jan. Or as they say in Turkish, merhaba. Bugün senin program olmak harika teşekkür ederiz. And for those of you whose Turkish is rusty, that translates, I'm sure you knew this, Jan.
Of course.
It is wonderful to be on your program today, and thank you.
Well, thank you very much. What a way to start the show.
So there you are. The gauntlet has been thrown down. If you can better that, thank you and welcome, then we'd love to hear from you. So, Angela, the hour has gone.
I know.
But you'll be back with
Amazing.
Us soon.
Oh, I can't wait. I miss you all. And just before I disappear, Jan, a big thank you to you as well, because without you, I'd be very lonely in that studio.
You would. And without I'm going to thank Kerry Hales, Hilda Marie Smith, and Victoria Mansfield, who all stepped in your absence to keep me company.
Yes, that was a repeat of our birthday celebrations show back in March earlier this year. And of course, a huge thank you once again to all of you, our listeners, and all of our guests who've been on the show. We have lots more lined up for you, exciting times ahead, including, remember, the 15th of September will be our new showtime of 12 noon. Yes, lunchtime slot on a Monday, getting that working week off to a good start. Take care, everyone, and here's Bliss with a thank you.
Thank you.